This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program here. Coming up, are people actually making more today than they were 50 years ago when adjusted for inflation, or not so much? Mark, you've been looking into this, and it's actually the thing you wanted to start the show out with. We just never really got to it because we talked about the so-called Trump bump and then went off in all kinds of different directions. With you in the studio tonight, though, you've got Ian here.
Riley.
And Mark.
All right. So we're going to continue with the calls here as we go back to Pat in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Pat, you had brought something up at the very end of the last hour, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it out. What's going on? What were you calling about?
Well, I was curious as to whether or not you had heard anything about it, because it's been on several
The it that you're referring to is Senator Dianne Feinstein apparently had a Russian spy.
No, Chinese.
Chinese spy.
For 20 years on her staff. And was she not on the Senate Intelligence Committee? And is she not the committee chairman?
Well, that's
the whole time she's been in office?
It's got to be an intelligence committee. That's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to say.
Like water's not wet.
Yeah. So I do see the story here. I had not heard anything about it because I don't really pay close attention to all the political corruption. There's just so much of it. But according to Mark Thiessen, one of the columnists at the Washington Post, he says, imagine if it emerged that the Republican chairman of the House or Senate Intelligence Committee had a Russian spy working on their staff. Think that would cause a political firestorm? Well, this month we learned that Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California, had a Chinese spy on her staff who worked there for 20 years, was listed as an office director on payroll records, and served as her driver when she was in San Francisco, all while reporting to China's Ministry of State Security through China's San Francisco consulate. The reaction of mainstream media, barely a peep. What do you think, Pat?
I think it really stinks from here to high heavens. And who's also directing these intelligence, these leaks that are coming out investigation, this phony investigation?
Mueller.
They got some guy Manafort up on tax evasion. What has that got to do? And since when is collusion a crime?
That's how it was with the that Ken Starr investigation with Clinton too. It's just like they went all over and they kind of went after a bunch of different people. It's hard to get the president.
It makes no sense, but that's not what they are supposed to be telling us. But yet they keep telling us that the Russians have been involved in all this and that Hillary lost because of the Russian collusion. Really? I got a newsflash from Mrs. Clinton. More people voted for Trump, because hell would freeze over before they would ever vote for her.
Well, I more people technically voted for Hillary Clinton, from what I understand. But, yes, there were a lot of people who voted for Trump simply because they couldn't stand Clinton, and many Democrats who simply refused to vote because they couldn't stand Clinton, and other Democrats who likely voted third party because they couldn't stand Clinton.
There has never been anything to trust with the Clintons, and the idea that they perpetrated. How much is this costing the American taxpayers?
How much is what costing the American taxpayer?
All this investigation and everything.
Oh, well, I mean, they're on salary, so they're going
to
be investigating something.
You don't want to talk about that.
I mean, those bureaucrats are going to get paid whatever it is they're investigating, but, I mean, certainly they could be investigating a murder or something where, you know, there was something significant that happened. I share some of your views on this, Pat. I think this whole... all these concerns about the alleged Russian involvement in the election is really just weak sauce. I mean, there's really nothing much worth even talking about there. But it's interesting that you bring the story up.
Yes, and it really needs to be looked at.
Thanks for bringing it up. We'll look at it a little closer here, Pat, and I thank you for the call tonight.
There's also something else I want to tell
quickly.
All people, my black brothers and sisters, I am not black. I was raised Irish Catholic.
Okay.
I had immigrants from Italy and from Ireland. Tony Blair apologized. You need to check that out, too, during when they had the 60-foot flooding and everything and shutting down the air traffic over from London.
I'm not familiar with any of this.
The Brits were deliberately starving the Irish Catholics. There was no famine in Ireland.
And indeed, when was
as
this?
As far as the KKK, was it?
We talking about decades ago?
Yeah, that's
he apologized, and if you can go to Barry Kubrick, he does Between the Lines, BarryKubrick.com. He was interviewing a man who wrote a book about it's either the Invincibles or the Indomitable Irish. The man's name is, his last name is M-A-A-S.
So what was it that Blair apologized for?
He has a clip of Tony Blair admitting that there was no famine, they were starving the Irish Catholics.
And that's you're saying he apologized for starving people?
The Brits. Yeah, the Brits did it in Ireland.
But you're saying Tony Blair apologized?
Well, who
he was
else
involved
would
in that?
Apologize?
Yes.
They okay. can't
yes.
dig up the guy who was in charge of Great Britain during the potato
Yeah,
thing.
I was going to say, wasn't he like a kid back then?
Kid?
Something? I mean,
no,
how long ago
no,
was this? I don't know how long ago this was. I don't know any of the history.
Well,
a
couple
of
centuries. It was part of their policy.
Right. Well, if some politician apologizes for something hundreds of years later, that to me is meaningless. Thank you for the call, Pat. I appreciate it.
But it shows that it was done. That's what she's trying to say. She's trying to say that, you know, that all
he's admitting to it,
ethnic
is what you're saying.
People have dealt with difficulties throughout the ages.
At the hands of governments.
That's what her claim is.
Well, it's just geared at governments.
It's true.
And we won't have to have governments responsible for ethnic problems.
So according to the story here at the Washington Post, Feinstein acknowledged the spy but played down its significance. She said in a statement,
"Oh,
quote,
sure, I had a spy, but it wasn't a big deal.
5 years ago, the FBI informed me," she says, "it had concerns that an administrative member of my California staff was potentially being sought out by the Chinese government to provide information," she said.
Was this the office manager and her driver?
Yes.
Imagine he was very helpful as often as he could be.
Which means, she says, according to the article, took place while Feinstein was heading the Intelligence Committee. But Feinstein insisted, quote, "he never had access to classified or sensitive information or legislative matters."
No, my office manager and driver would never have had access to any of my stuff.
And she further claims he was immediately fired. In other words, junior staffer, no policy role.
Fired.
No access to secrets.
When we're talking about a spy, fired?
Quickly fired, no big deal. But it is a big deal, says Thiessen, the columnist at the Post. He says, "I asked several former senior intelligence and law enforcement officials how serious this breach might have been. It's plenty serious," one top former Justice Department official told me, saying, quote, "focusing on his driver function alone, in mafia families, the boss's driver was among the most trusted men in the crew because, among other things, he heard everything that was discussed in the car," unquote, a former top.
Right. Is she on a cell phone?
Good chance of it. A former top CIA clandestine officer explained to me what the agency would do if it had recruited the driver of a senior official such as Feinstein. Quote, "we would have the driver record on his phone, all conversations that Feinstein would have with passengers and phone calls in her car. If she left her phone, iPad, or laptop in the car when she went to meetings, social events, dinners, etc., we would have the driver download all of her devices. If the driver drove her for 20 years, he would probably have had access to her home and office." Or homes and office.
Yeah, basically all the information that she could, you know, have.
Well placed.
Yeah.
Well placed. He would have had, or excuse me, they said, "we would have had the source put down an audio device in her office or homes if the opportunity presented itself. Depending on the take from all of what the source reported, we would use the info to target others or that were close to her and exhibited some type of vulnerability. In short," said the officer, "we would have had a field day." We're coming up here, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Scott's on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Scott.
Hello again, Ian.
Hey.
Yeah, I was just wanting to ask what you fellas thought about this, the situation where we have almost all of the big social media types colluding, in effect, if they want to use the left term that they've been parading around. to silence a man that they didn't like very much because they didn't like what he said. And I'm not a fan of this guy myself. I think that he's maybe 1% truth, the rest, you know, just wild, you know, showboating and conspiracy theorizing.
This is the Alex Jones, the great purge from
actually,
the internet.
I had an update on the Alex Jones case coming up here in a moment. Scott, if you want to hang on, we can talk to you about it here. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Free talk line.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, Free Talk Live here, and you can dial in toll-free. Take control of these airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Discord. We've got the Discord chat server with a bunch of different rooms and, more importantly, the on-air call-in line rooms that are available for you there. It's a different way to call the show and one that tends to sound a lot better than regular phone calls. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, you've got Ian,
Riley,
and Mark.
As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Scott is on the line with us in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Scott, you were calling about Alex Jones and the the crackdown that started earlier this week. I think it was Monday or Sunday. I think actually it was Monday when four mega corporations in the internet world, YouTube and I think who else? Facebook. What, Pinterest was one of them, and then Apple's iTunes.
Heard Twitter, too. But
Twitter left him alone.
Okay. There had been reports on Twitter.
Okay, but Twitter left him alone.
Okay.
So whatever those reports were fake news. In fact, Jones has now exceeded over 900,000 followers on Twitter as a result of all of this publicity.
Yeah. People are using Twitter who have probably not used it in months and years and have never used it.
And
as a result.
And so there, and what did we predict earlier this week? I said this was going to be one of the best things that could happen to Alex Jones.
Yeah.
It plays directly into his narrative of, you know, the government corruption and all kinds of conspiracies. And I mean, it's a perfect thing to happen to Jones. In fact, the story from the Austin American Statesman, which is the newspaper, one of the newspapers there in the Austin, Texas area, goes down a list of some of the things that have happened to Jones in just the last week after this major news coverage. Because again, there were headlines all over the place talking about Alex Jones. If somebody didn't know who Alex Jones was before this week,
they do now.
They probably know who he is now if they pay attention to any news sources whatsoever. Of course, his own website continues to receive, according to this, more than 1 million page visits per day. And has trended upward this month, according to Amazon's Alexa website traffic report. Now, let's be clear, Alexa is not a scientific method of measuring internet traffic. But
it's about the only method of measuring internet traffic.
From the outside, yes. The best method is to be InfoWars, and you can actually get the exact statistics for your website. But from the outside, we don't know what those things are. Further, as was reported this week, we mentioned this on Free Talk Live, Jones's phone app, the InfoWars app, is topping the charts on Apple's App Store and Google's Play Store. So, and I think it was a few days ago when we talked about this on Free Talk Live, that Jones was number one on trending on Google Play and was number three at that time on news. By comparison, Rush Limbaugh was close to 40. So, I mean, Alex Jones is, by all indicators, crushing it out there as far as internet distribution for his content is concerned. And if anything, all of this controversy and all of these news headlines have just driven more people in his direction. Yeah, some of the channels have been closed down, but that hasn't stopped the demand and maybe even has increased it, causing the, you know, the contrary action to what many people were hoping would happen to Jones, which is to quiet him down or shut him down. In fact, he's even more popular now, arguably, than he was a week ago. So, Scott, that's my analysis of the situation. Your thoughts?
Well, thanks for the update, Ian. I didn't get the rest of that information. It at least hurts me somewhat to hear that there has been a bit of a backlash against this in a way positive for Alex Jones. Again, a guy I said I dislike. But, you know, it's been said many, many times and apparently misattributed to Voltaire and paraphrased, or either at least very least misparaphrased, but of saying, "I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend the dead. Your right to say it," has been flipped on its ear. And I'll just make a juxtaposition between the 1970s, 1980s, and today. The 1970s and 1980s, we had some people who were, you know, probably well-intentioned, but they didn't like the idea of naughty words being put over the radio. Well, as a rock and roll fan, I know there are plenty of rock and roll songs that have naughty words. The Who Are You has the big one shouted by Roger Daltrey in it. But, you know, these groups were being criticized because they didn't want certain things put out. And I think they were misguided. But what they wanted was very limited. And they didn't have much power. And they were ridiculed, or at the very least, you know, politely disagreed with by people like me. When we fast forward to today, we have, and it is entirely on the left, very powerful people, and we're not just talking about ordinary citizens, shutting people down. And I don't care about Facebook being a private company. When Facebook shuts you down, when YouTube shuts you down, Pinterest, all these groups working in concert, that is working as a group to kowtow to these people who, it's not that they don't like that one word you said. It's not that they think that it is offensive to their kids and they'd really rather not have their kids hear it over the airwaves. They wanted you shut down for one reason. They disagreed with what you said.
I feel like you do. I mean, Alex Jones is my competition. I'm really not looking to have Alex.
He's on in a different day part.
I understand, yes, but I'm not looking for Alex Jones to get a whole bunch of new listeners or anything like that. However, when he does, when something like this happens, when large multinational corporations intend to use their power of censure, their human right of censure, to silence this critic. This very powerful critic on the internet, this results, what we find is that they're going to be less likely to use that power in the future on other people like me. I am not for one moment of the opinion that just because they go after Alex Jones that they're going to stop there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
this is what frightens me the most.
It's going to continue. I really think it's going to continue because we have people who want to silence dissenting voices. They're not interested in having any dialogue. They don't want dissent. They just want to live in their echo chambers.
Yep, that's true. Scott,
exactly
anything
right.
else you want to share?
I just wanted to buttress what Mark pointed out so well, is that an attack on free speech for one is an attack for free speech on all.
Yes.
I believe that the reason these people think they're doing this is they're in trouble by that because they believe, and maybe rightly so, that people on the conservative to libertarian scale will not fight to silence them because they will stand on principle. So when you're fighting against somebody who is unprincipled, you're fighting basically unarmed. So it needs to be looked at as not only can it be turned around against you, but your conscience should tell you, even if it couldn't be turned around against me, this is wrong. This is not healthy for a free society to have people forcibly silenced. Not only does it prevent proper solutions, not only does it get people in each other's throats,
it's not forcibly silencing somebody, okay? Jones has the ability to go on other platforms, and he has the ability to build his own platform. It is probably the wrong move, and ultimately I think that, hopefully the market will show some level of punishment to these companies for doing this by having people drop off.
He is forcibly being silenced. He cannot do otherwise on their platform. If I forcibly remove someone from my house...
Is it a forceful move for me to hit the hang-up button? No, it's just a decision about programming.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with force. Scott hasn't been hurt. He hasn't
been
threatened.
These aren't organizations that talk about programming.
Thank you, Scott, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. I appreciate the discussion here. To describe it as force, I'm sorry, that doesn't in any way at all... it doesn't relate at all to using the threat of actual force against somebody. That's where you're actually in fear for your life, you're in fear for your family, violence, the threat of violence. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An airline employee who stole an empty Horizon airplane from a Seattle airport told air traffic controllers he was a broken guy, but he also joked about whether the airline would hire him as a pilot if he landed safely. He didn't. The plane crashed. Gary Beck is Horizon Air's CEO.
To our knowledge, he didn't have a pilot's license. So to be honest with you, I mean, commercial aircraft are complex machines. They're not as easy to fly as, say, a Cessna 150. So I don't know how he achieved the experience that he did.
The man, identified as Richard Russell, did stunts before crashing the plane into a small island. This man saw the crash.
We saw the big plume of black smoke, and we're like, there's something just happened.
Russell told air traffic controllers he didn't want to hurt anyone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And you can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Discord, where you can actually sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. Go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump in our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. There are three of them available to you right now. Actually, one of them's occupied. We'll get to that caller here in a little bit. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Riley,
and Mark.
As we continue here, we're going back to the phones, but I do want to let you know about Zencash, which Daryl reported the other night is now at more total nodes in their system than we believe any other cryptocurrency on the planet. Now that they've added the super nodes to the system, and that was another 2,000 nodes or so, I think, that came online with Zencash to add to their already high number of 13,000 nodes. Daryl reported over 16,000 total nodes in the Zencash system. What does that mean, Mark, when there's so many nodes?
It helps to secure the network in ways that I probably couldn't explain as well as I would like. But as I understand it, cryptocurrencies, you know, there's no government out there with guys in suits and dark sunglasses with guns underneath their suit jacket to protect it. So it has to be protected with cryptography. Or mathematics.
Well, not that those men ever protected the Federal Reserve System. I mean, that's been designed to undermine the value of
they protect it just fine. They just don't protect you.
Right.
Right. Like, they don't work free. It's a small club, and you're not in it. Whereas with cryptocurrency, you can be in the club if that's what you want to be.
That's right. In fact, the super nodes are new, but they've had the secure nodes for a while. And I think, what do you need, 40 Zen or 42 Zen or something like that?
42, yeah, because that's the meaning of life, the universe, and everything, according to Douglas.
Right, and one Zen is about $20 right now, $20-something, I think, at the moment. So that's within reach of you know, a lot of people to get into.
I wanted to mention, for those of listening and wondering who the heck Riley is, Riley is a producer. He produces the Free Talk Live's
Daily Digest.
Daily Digest, which is you know, shrank down version of Free Talk Live show, so you can get that, and it's pretty awesome. And so Riley is visiting, and he wanted to sit in. So thank you for coming.
I've also, am I allowed to talk about the other project I'm doing for Free Talk Live?
Which project is that?
Oh, editing Edgington Post.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so okay. I'm also editing Mark's show, the Edgington Post. So that's the show you'll get usually at the last segment sometimes, or in the podcast at the very end.
Correct.
And you do audio work, and if anybody wants to get a hold of you, then Riley@freetalklive.com,
right? That's right. Yep, Riley@freetalklive.com. That's R-I-L-E-Y at freetalklive.com.
All right, Zencash, by the way, zencash.com is a cryptocurrency. It's one of the privacy coins, by the way. So if you're into privacy, you need to know about their zero-knowledge anonymity. They've got some of the best tech out there. And as you can tell, the market is showing support for Zencash in the fact that they have more nodes than any other crypto. More than Bitcoin. Like, 50% more now than Bitcoin, the Bitcoin full nodes. So check it out at Zencash.com. They got the official Zencash wallet available for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Go to Zencash.com. As we go back to the phones, and to, in this case, Kirby on the line, listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hello, Kirby.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm going to be brief. What my man was saying about Alex Jones being censored, it's wrong. I'm 57, black. You know, I actually listen to Alex Jones. But it's, as Cornel West said, this is the Negroization, I had to clean that up, of mainstream white America. Now you guys know, or at least are beginning to see, what black folks have been dealing with forever. But what most white folks don't understand is they've been oppressed in this country longer than we have, because they've been here longer.
Who's been oppressed longer than... I'm sorry. Replace they and we with who you're talking about.
Okay, the average white guy in America has been oppressed longer than black folks have, simply because he's been here longer. But the average white guy in America that is just now realized his own government's been oppressing him forever.
Hmm.
Governments always oppress people. Yeah. That's just what they do.
I think that's long been a trick, right? It's always been, look at that group of people over there. They're the ones that are causing you the problems, and this is how they manage to get poor, middle-class white people to not, pay attention to what the government is doing to them, but they have them look at, I don't know, the illegal immigrants or the Muslims or the black people or whomever it is at any given time, the Appalachians or the Irish or the Scottish, whomever it is at any given moment that's the enemy. And, absolutely, I would concur with you on that.
Government oppresses everybody. That's what they do. It's a group of strangers forcing their way upon another group of people, in this case, us. But, Kirby, I've only been around, not even quite 40 years. I'm in my late 30s. You said you're in your 50s. So, technically, you've been oppressed longer than I have.
Well, but
you're talking about over generations. But I can't relate to
generations. I say all that because we're in the situation we are right now, not even just in this country, but in this world, because of FUBAR mindset filed up beyond all recognition. That's what FUBAR
is.
That's
a nice way of saying it.
Okay. Yeah.
The people, yes, people always want to control. And if we broke our societies down into smaller colonies, even like we had 200 years ago, we'd still find a way to stay at each other's throat.
Oh, absolutely.
That is mankind's nature.
You look at, you call them neighborhood Nazis, for instance. If you look at neighborhood associations, you'll find people who all they have in the world is their little bit of power that they have in their neighborhood association, and they will wield it to the maximum extent they possibly can. It is a problem with human beings. I agree with you, Kirby. Good call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But the difference between the neighborhood association and the federal government, or say a state government, is number one, the distance. The people in the neighborhood association, you live nearby them, you know where they live, and they know where you live, and that brings a bit of a different level of access, a level of interactivity that doesn't exist between, say, you and Washington, D.C. And further, of course, if you've chosen to live in a deed-restricted neighborhood, then to some extent you have consented to whatever rules and strictures they decide to put into place or have already had put into place when you moved in there. Whereas nobody really gets to choose their government. They just get born in a place and they become subjected to whatever the gang is, the government that happens to be ruling over that particular political jurisdiction. And, you know, somebody would say, well, if you don't like it, you can leave. Well, no, you can't.
The government's going to tax you. The government's going to make it. They're going to charge an exit fee or something.
And you got to jump through their hoops to get their little ticket. You know, you got to get their passport to even get out in the first place.
The passport's basically to get into other places. But yeah, I get where you're coming from. The fact is that in
try getting on an airline, an international airline flight without a passport.
Try walking across.
You can walk across the border. You can walk across the Canadian and Mexican borders. That's true. I'm not saying it's impossible to get out, but the traditional methods do involve asking for permission first. That's because government's your master.
It's worth pointing out that slavery's been around for as long as we have written records of humans, and that
it's changed forms though.
Yeah, that in most of that time, best I can tell, all of it as it comes to mind, one has been able to buy one's freedom, and if you have to pay a fee to cease to be an American citizen, I don't see much difference.
Mm, indeed. As we continue here, your calls, your thoughts are welcome. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. The good news is we still do have some level of freedom of speech. And so even if somebody, as we were talking about Jones earlier, Alex Jones being shut down on different platforms, even if a platform bans you, then there are other platforms, and you can always build your own in most cases. Although there's a headline right now that Microsoft is threatening to shut down Gab. How can they do that? Well, apparently Microsoft is hosting Gab. So that's a problem. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain here, but enough time for you. If you dial in now, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can also join our Discord on-air call-in lines, which are available to you during our live show over at discord.lrn.fm. And there are also those chat rooms over there, too. Plus, I mentioned our Twitch channel earlier tonight. We have more than 400 followers now on Twitch, which is really nothing compared to a lot of these gamers on Twitch. Twitch is mostly a gaming video game platform, but they kind of opened up their channels to more options within the last couple of years, and we started streaming our live shows there. And we're streaming in HD, so if you want to see a nice high-quality video feed coming from the studio and watch the show, you can do that through our Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. And give us a follow on there, especially if you've got the Twitch app installed. That'll give you notifications. You can also get them via email whenever it is we go live. And that's a great way to remember that we're here, and then tune into the live show. Because radio, in my opinion, is a little bit more fun if you're listening live. But obviously we got plenty of people that listen delay broadcast through our podcast. But anyway, it's there for you. And Twitch does hold archives for about 2 weeks. If you want archives of video going back further, you can get on our YouTube channel, which is Free Talk Live Radio, or just go to youtube.freetalklive.com. And that'll take you right there. And those archives go back for years, although they're not in HD on YouTube, because that's exclusive to Twitch.
And we don't charge you for it like every other talk show host does.
Exactly. So once again, twitch.lrn.fm. As we go to Rob, he is on our Discord on-air call-in line room in Vermont. Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Hey, have you guys been keeping up with the fire up in California?
I've heard some things about it. I have not been keeping up with it since I've left for New Hampshire from Utah. So
this is basically their yearly fires that they have.
Yeah, but it's worse than ever.
Worse than ever?
Yeah.
Because it's always worse than ever, it
largest,
seems like.
They're using the term largest.
It just keeps on getting worse there, year after year.
Well, they keep, every time you hear a report, they mention global warming, global climate change, or whatever, the changing climate, or that sort of thing. So I am to believe that's the reason, because it's getting hotter or drier or something.
Speaking of climate change, I saw a story before I left for New Hampshire a few days ago, coming out of Fox 13 News, that climate change is going to make fire season a lot worse. So with Mark's point of climate change being this problem. Yeah, they're claiming it's going to be a problem and it's going to get worse.
Is the idea that it's not raining as much, so it's drier and so more of a tinderbox?
I haven't looked into it. It's drier. Basically, you cross the continental divide and it starts getting darn dry. And one wonders why there's so many people out there. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's just every place is its thing. Well, the babes. Maybe the babes want to rethink that whole where they live thing.
One thing
they're
that
not
people
known for their intelligence, Mark.
I don't know why you're saying that. You know, statistical likelihood that you're in the top 20% of attractive women doesn't have anything to do with your statistical likelihood of being in the top 20% of intelligence.
The Valley Girl's a thing for a reason, man. That's all I know. I don't live out there. Yeah. I can't really say anything about it. But what about Rob? What about it, Rob?
Well, I mean, you know, some of the distributing things that have come out of this, I mean, this is fire has been going on for quite a while here. Was it been like 4 or 5 firefighters have died? I've heard that somebody set some of these fires.
Not a surprise. I mean, that happens. Fire bugs, arsonists.
Couldn't say one way or the other, but there's enough things that'll start, and when it's dry, there's enough things that'll start fires anyway. I mean, you know. People toss it
with a magnifying glass.
Cigarette butt. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that that's going on. God. Have you got anything to participate in this conversation?
People what can you say about it, man? It's fire.
Stop throwing cigarette butts out your window. I can say that.
The saddest thing about this whole thing is that a lot of it burnt in Mendocino. That's where the Emerald Triangle is.
There's a lot of good weed in there, too. Yeah, it is really sad.
God.
We'll mourn that together later, Rob. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, we've got the Discord on air call-in lines, discord.lrn.fm. Oh, so I mentioned this story about Gab. Because remember, Mark, earlier this week, Melanie was talking about Gab, this
social
supposed
media platform.
Free speech, alleged free speech platform with only the minimalist of controls. So, you know, no spam. Or no, I think she said spam might be allowed. No extreme porn that would be illegal, so child pornography.
Thank goodness.
And then no any other thing that would be illegal to post. What that would be, I'm not sure. So they claim to be a free speech platform. The thought was, well, just go to Gab. If you've been banned from, you know, Twitter, a.k.a. Facebook or whatever, just go to Gab. According to pjmedia.com, according to Microsoft Azure, the web hosting provider for Gab, they've given the company 48 hours to delete some anti-Semitic posts or face a big tech shutdown. Gab is a Twitter alternative that claims to protect the right to free speech. It's not a very good alternative, says PJ Media's piece here, as the numbers just aren't there to keep it interesting. Most of the time, it's just righties and ultra-righties fighting amongst themselves. But Gab's claim to fame
can they do that?
Is that they won't kick people off for having unpopular views or engaging in insult trading that morons refer to as hate speech. For some, that's a worthwhile promise. It should be noted that in America, the term hate speech is not a legal one, at least according to the Supreme Court. So-called hate speech, be it racist, bigoted, anti-Semitic, or just plain mean, is protected, as reaffirmed in Mattel versus Tam in 2017. Quote, speech that demeans on the basis of race, ethnicity, gender, religion, age, disability, or any other similar ground is hateful, but the proudest boast of our free speech jurisprudence is that we protect the freedom to express, quote, the thought that we hate, unquote, according to Justice Alito.
Right. I mean, it's easy to protect popular speech. It's easy to protect speech you like. It's really, really hard to protect speech you don't like. We don't need free speech for speech that's popular. You don't need it. You need protection for people who have opinions that stink. People that have opinions that stink are generally called a-holes. Freedom of speech is it's intended to protect a-holes. And I, as a Jew and probably a member of some other minorities that are out there, I support people being able to make whatever statements they want, as uneducated as they might be, to further their point, whatever it might be. I just don't care. If you're frightened of speech, that means you're not articulate enough to rebut
to speak
it.
Back. Yeah,
right.
That's true.
And the thing about free speech is you have popular speech that's so popular because, you know, it's people like it. And
for now,
right. And if unpopular speech is not protected, what's going to happen when you are the unpopular?
Well, they don't believe they ever will be, right? They are so cocky.
They're so focused on the fact that, oh, the political winds will never change. We're just going to make sure we vote hard and keep our guys in power.
It's the nature
of political winds change. Exactly.
People throughout history have always believed that their opinion was right. Not just right for the moment, but right forever. Well, I mean, if history demonstrates anything, it's that opinions change and that what we consider to be right or wrong changes.
Even the Supreme Court's opinions have changed.
If you do not allow for free speech, you disallow innovation. Every popular thought you have right now, today, was unpopular at one point.
Exactly.
So, if you don't allow people to have unpopular views today, and for those unpopular views to be weeded out as good or bad, then what you're doing is you're saying you have the hubris to say that we have figured out all of the things that are right and true and just in the world. And a person like that is got to be the most dangerous kind of person on the planet.
There is an update on this story, according to an update posted earlier today, I guess. Looks like there's an additional post threatening Holocaust memorials that has come to the attention of the author here since the article was published. It appears to be the insane ramblings of a hateful moron. The post violates Gab's terms of service, so I guess threats, in addition to child pornography, also not welcome on Gab. They say here that it should be removed. So it looks like, I mean, even if that's true, it's still, I don't think, Microsoft's job to impose threats over Gab's terms of service on Gab, but this just goes to show, you know, if Gab is slow to enforcing their terms, that's their problem. Ultimately, they need to find a more friendly host. You shouldn't be using Microsoft as your host if you care about freedom of speech, if you're concerned with these issues. So I think Gab's made a mistake here by putting themselves under Microsoft's control in this way. But regardless, I thought it was an interesting follow-up to something that was discussed earlier this week here on Free Talk Live. Check out more of Riley on his show, Anarcho Agenda. I imagine you're taking a break from that for the next couple weeks.
I'm actually going to have a couple episodes come out. I'm going to do one this weekend, hopefully, and then I'm going to do one next week where I play my bagpipes for everybody for the World Pipe Band Championships coming up next weekend.
He's Riley Blake, the host of Anarcho Agenda. Go to anarchoagenda.libsyn.com to get more of him, and he also does our Daily Digest, which you can subscribe to through our podcast at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.